play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to Taylorville for Galesburg High School boys basketball. Thanks for being with us as the Silver Streaks enter semifinal play against the Sterling Golden Warriors. Galesburg turns it over on its first possession after Sterling missed at the other end, and there's a run out by Micah Kendrick, and the Golden Warriors strike first. An athletic team, an up-tempo team when they need to be, and Silver Streaks are in for a challenge here today. They come out in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Galesburg gets it into the front court. Left side, Khalil Hodge. Galesburg, the road team, wearing the gold. And Jacob Carl knocks down a jumper from the left high post, ties the game at two. We are underway here at Taylorville.
As easy as that, a turnaround elbow jump shot.
Quick three at the other end and an air ball saved under the basket by Sterling into the hands of a Silver Streak. Quinn Anderson comes away with it. So Sean Gingrich, who had a career high down here in their win over Mount Zion, comes up 0-for-2 to start the game. Khalil Hodge misses a three-pointer from the corner. Rebound chased down and fended off. Kendrick battles Andrew Anderson, other end, and we got a blocking foul as Quinn got back defensively, trying to draw the charge on Kendrick driving to the basket. It'll be a blocking foul on Quinn instead, and the first Galesburg team foul.
And that's a call that can go either way there. It's just a difficult call for the official to make there. It looked like he got said, but you know, it can go either way there.
I want to talk, how about a first key to the game here, Steve? We didn't get a chance to work those in the pregame.
You know, we're playing for literally a material championship opportunity here where we have a chance to get a trophy tonight. And this is one of those dress rehearsals before you go into the postseason. We used to do this in Legion Baseball. And we're doing that here tonight, or this afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, just underway. Minute 11 into the game. Kendrick makes one of two at the free throw line. He has all of Sterling's points early, and the Golden Warriors lead 3-2. Again, that trapping press is on, and Galesburg gets it into the front court. Hodge in front of the scoring table, back behind him to Quinn Anderson. Quinn on the dribble, picks up Cornell Dotson, Hodge, Carl, and Andrew Anderson, the same starting five for the Silver Streaks. We'll give you the Golden Warriors lineup here momentarily. Hodge from the left corner now gets it back from Quinn. He'll fire again from three. It hits that one, and Galesburg takes a 5-3 lead.
Big-time shot there from deep with a hand in his face.
Sterling typically plays zone, so the Streaks may have to shoot over it in order to get things accomplished. Here's a jumper at the free throw line. A follow-up dunk is off the mark, and Andrew Anderson with his second rebound. Andrew drives it into the front court to the low blocks, loses the handle on it, dribbles it out of bounds. Second turnover on the Silver Streaks.
And that's where you see the athleticism of Sterling there. Aiden Shore, a 6'9 junior. I mean, he was out of nowhere there. A quick jumper, a high jumper. And just came out of nowhere and just missed the tip dunk there.
5-3, Galesburg. Sterling's ball just past the six-minute mark here in the opening quarter. Tyler Willman up top. He's the big player down low that we've talked about. We've got a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Hodge on that one. And Khalil picks up a foul, trying to battle through and across a screen. So two team fouls on Galesburg just underway. None on Sterling yet. And to our left here, courtside, Gingrich will inbound it, and he tosses it into the backcourt to Isaiah Ryan, a 5'11 junior. Micah Kendrick, a 6'1 senior, again has the three Sterling points. And then the big guys, Aiden Shore, whom Steve mentioned just a moment ago, a 6'9 junior, and the big kid, the really big kid, Tyler Willman, shorter but thicker down low. Here's a missed three by Gingrich, so he starts off the game 0-for-3. Khalil with a weak side rebound. Galesburg trying to build on a 5-3 lead, and now they turn it over for the third time. In the half court, driving into the front court, a hesitation drive down the right side of the lane, and Isaiah Ryan draws a foul, and that's a third team foul on Galesburg. Now, Mike Reynolds is frustrated over there, and I've got to believe it's with the play of his team here in this first 2.5 minutes, Steve.
And what's happening there? They're in a 1-3-1. They're obviously big. They're long. We're going to have to not only use directional pass fakes, but vertical. Fake down, go up. More importantly, fake up and go down. No lob passes. That last lob pass was intercepted, and it will be every time here today.
Right side, Ryan with it at the free throw line. This is Willman, the big kid, listed at 6'6", and probably 270, 275.
Probably big and strong, and he's trying to barrel in there and post up here.
He moves well, too, for a
big
guy.
Absolutely.
Kendrick, hesitation drive, cut off at the free throw line, kicks it out to Ryan. Dribbles to the top of the arc, back behind him to Kendrick. Hodge gives him room to shoot. He passes it away instead. Under 5 minutes to go, opening quarter. 2-point Galesburg lead. Sterling with the ball. A lot of history between these two teams. Here's a jumper up top. Gingrich airballs another three. Jacob Carl with a rebound. Outlet to Cornell. Sterling gets back defensively. Gingrich blocks Cornell and called for a foul. His first and the team's first.
We certainly want to make this whenever we can an up-tempo game. Make these big guys run. Let our good fitness level play that strength to us that it is.
How about another key to the game as Cornell lines up for his first free throw, Steve?
You know, right now we're playing really, really well, and our challenge is to take the next step here today on Championship Friday and continue to play that consistent way we've been playing on both ends of the floor, but maybe take the next step up in another area.
Yeah, Streaks are going to have to elevate their game a little bit more than what they've done already to win two games here today. Cornell knocks down both free throws. It's 7-3. Galesburg early going. First quarter, not quite 4.5 minutes to go. Here's a drive from the left side. Kendrick leaves it off to Willman. Steps to the basket, lays it in.
Yeah, that was easy there. And my last key is how well will we defend interior post-wise? We've got our work cut out for us there.
Well, we got to handle the ball better, too. Four turnovers in less than 4 minutes of this opening quarter.
Not what we want. And to have a 7-5 lead within that, that's a little bit unusual for sure.
Helped out by some cold Sterling shooting here in the early going. Cold despite the heat in the gym. I've got him 2-for-8 here in the early going. So they're getting off more shots in the Silver Streaks. They're just not connecting right now.
Yes.
Kendrick cut off as he drives into the lane. Back to the left wing. Now into the lane again. Stops. Goes up and under from the left side. Comes up short. Gets his own rebound. Put back. That one's short. Still a fight for it. Tipped out to the outside. Ryan drives into the lane and gets hammered going to the basket. Coach Mike Reynolds is not happy that the Streaks are getting out-rebounded, and he thought there was a lot of contact down there that could have gone against Sterling. Instead, it's Galesburg picking up the fourth team foul and the second on Jacob Carl.
And that last challenge or last key that I talked about, within that defending in the interior post is also the rebounding aspect, and right there it showed its ugly head how difficult it is going to be for us to rebound.
Eric Davidson will check in for the Silver Streaks. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game from Game 1 yesterday when the Silver Streaks beat Rantoul. And Ryan comes up short on the first free throw. So Galesburg being helped out by Sterling a little bit here with 1-for-3 shooting by the Golden Warriors in this first quarter. But already 4 team fouls, so that's a concern.
And 2 on Jacob Carl.
And 2 on Jacob Carl.
Which
7-6.
Is a real critical statistic.
Especially in this full court press, that the Streaks count on Carl to help them navigate, and the Streaks do turn it over. Davidson had a fight off a defender, got the pass away, intercepted, and Micah Kendrick with the run out at the other end. 8-7 Sterling, and a frustrated Mike Reynolds calls a timeout with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. A full timeout. Galesburg down 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state, but a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to IllinoisPolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Creek solved the press, getting into the front court, coming out of the full timeout. Then Khalil Hodge gets trapped along the sideline to our right. Bounces it off a Sterling player out of bounds. Quinn Anderson inbounds it into the backcourt to Cornell. Sterling lines up into a 2-3 zone defensively in the half court. Cornell, Quinn up top. Left side, it goes over to Hodge in front of the Sterling bench. Here comes a trap. Khalil throws it off a Sterling foot out of bounds.
And they play that zone, half court zone, very, very well, because they'll trap out of it. They'll sneak into that trap. And again, as long as they are, you've got to make decisions quickly and again use your pass fakes and be in good position to beat it.
Anderson from the right corner has to inbound. Davidson trying to free himself up. It's Cornell, and then Davidson steps in front of him and knocks it out of bounds. Six Galesburg turnovers. Streaks look really off their game here in the first 4.5 minutes.
We're very tentative right now in terms of attacking this and a little bit confused. And I know that's not the scheme. We know what to do here. It's a matter of settling down here and getting people into the right position and execute.
Well, and coming out of the timeout to turn it over, too. That's
going to
make Mike Reynolds even
Absolutely.
More upset.
Because our guys know exactly what to do. It's just a matter of doing it.
Jumper left post. Kendrick knocks down another one. That's 7 points. And Mike's seen enough. He calls another timeout. This one will be a 30-second timeout. And he heads to the officials and has something to say there. The official points him back into the timeout. So that's part of the purpose for the timeout. Sterling has scored 7 in a row to take a 10-7 lead.
And right now our challenge is, obviously the interior defense on the other end. But here on the offensive end as well, real challenge is we're very tentative in terms of breaking both their full court press, but more importantly how we're attacking in the half court where they're trapping out of it, they're playing soft at times. We're playing a little bit back on our heels.
Streaks break the press. Clark Hawkins into the game. Skip pass to the right side. Now to the outside, Quinn Anderson. Off the mark from three-point range. Sterling crashes the board. Cornell reaches in there. Ties up the big man Shore. Creates a held ball. And the alternating possession keeps it on Galesburg's end. Hustle play by Cornell.
Absolutely. Something maybe to trigger us here a little bit. We need something to get us going here.
Trying to light a spark into the team. Sterling sends three players in. Gingrich, Shore, and Kendrick go out. We're going to talk about Ryan Vasquez's substitution pattern as we go throughout the game. I'm confident it's going to come up because that's been all the talk among the Silver Streaks coaching staff as the Streaks bounce pass, turn it over again. 7 turnovers in the first quarter. We still have 2:45 to play, and now we got a foul away from the ball, I think, on Clark Hawkins. It's just everything going against the Silver Streaks. That's their 15th foul now to go along with 7 turnovers. Sterling is on a 7-0 run. They actually call it on Khalil Hodge, so that's even worse. He's got 2 to join Jacob Carl with 2 fouls. Up top, Alec Duran. Also into the game, Nyrell Sullivan, 5'10 senior. On the left side, this is Ryan with it. He and Wilman, the starter, still in the game. The other player who came in off the bench was Marquez Williams, a 6'1 junior.
And we've went to our 1-3-1 here for a variety of reasons here, but
got Cornell guarding the big man Wilman down low.
Trying to really pack it in there.
Here's a steal by Khalil, and then we got a hold foul called on Sterling from the backside. A soft pass from down low out high. Khalil got in there, intercepted it, and then Sterling trying to get it back. Alec Duran reaches in from behind and fouls Khalil. That's a second Sterling foul and their first turnover.
And a break for Sterling there in that Khalil had a breakaway layup there and would have been a sure 2 points.
Had a teammate trailing in from the right side as well, so it would have been at worst a 2-on-1 situation. Cornell on the left side. Pump fakes, dishes it out. Quinn fakes right, dribbles left, gives it back to Dotson. Dotson steps inside the arc back up top.
Much Quinn better here in terms of attacking and a little bit more authority with how we're doing.
To the right side, Khalil puts it up off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down by Andrew. Down low it goes. Clark gives it back to Andrew on the layup. Comes up a little bit short off the rim. Rebound Isaiah Ryan. Better ball movement, but no results for the Silver Streaks. Right side, and a travel call. Got it into the hands of Duran, and he shuffled his feet before he put up the 3-point shot. 1:41 to go, first quarter, 10-7. I guess that's the good news out of this, Steve. As poorly
Absolutely.
As things have gone,
Absolutely.
Streaks are only down 3.
The bright spot in this is, if you were looking at this with the eye test as well as the stats, you'd think we'd be down by 12 or 14 at this point. And we're, within one possession.
Hodge, Anderson in the backcourt. Quinn gets it into the front court to Khalil. Up the left side to Hawkins. Hawkins covered up, dribbles once. Back behind him to Hodge up the sideline. Inlet pass for Andrew. Steps back out to the arc. Now to the left side, it goes back to Hodge. Everything left side heavy on the court this time. Quinn looks to go right. Now with it up top, passes it back left again, right in front of the Sterling bench. Hodge, inlet pass to Andrew. Into the lane, pocket pick from behind, stolen away by Alec Durant. 8 first quarter turnovers by the Streaks with a minute to play. On the left side, Ryan. And he'll pull it back out to the volleyball line.
Against Streakson, 1-3-1, trying to pack it and shade the interior post. So they dropped it down a little bit.
Willman is out, by the way, and Aiden Short, 6'9", is back in. So the Silver Streaks have made a little bit of a defensive shift. A drive in from the left side. Streaks try to draw the charge. Contact, no foul. Basket is missed, and a block on Duran on the rebound. And Hodge slows it up a little bit. Now Khalil brings it into the front court. To the left side, Dotson. Back out to Hodge with 30 seconds to go. Quinn pulls it out on the right side in front of us. Backs it up toward half court. He'll be guarded by Ryan. Bounce pass to the right side. Khalil shoots the three and hits. 2 big threes in the first quarter for the Silver Streaks, and the game is tied at 10 with 13 seconds to play. Across midcourt, Ryan on the left-hand dribble. Tries to find an opening, dishes it left side to Nyrell Sullivan. Drives in, kicks it back out. Ryan with 4 seconds. With 2, a 3-point basket on the way. Airballs it. That's the end of the first quarter. And miraculously, as poorly as things have gone, the Streaks are tied at 10 after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Will Stevenson. Carl Sandburg's 140th birthday is coming up. Find out how the birthplace is celebrating tonight at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
And again, there may be a team rebound.
One quarter gone at Taylorville. Sterling 10, Silver Streaks 10, despite 8 first quarter turnovers by the Silver Streaks, despite 5 team fouls. And here's Galesburg in a tie ball game.
Absolutely a tickled pink to be where we are right here with the turnovers, the foul situation, the tentativeness in terms of our attack against their zone. Very fortunate. Maybe we can settle in here now and get something going.
Part of the reason the Streaks are where they are is because Sterling shot only 4 out of 14 from the field in the first quarter. Here's a baseline jumper by the big man, and it rolls in and out. Shore couldn't knock it down. Looked good when he let it go. Andrew Anderson with his third rebound. Nick Fields into the game, pushes it, left side. Khalil, another three, a little bit off the mark, and the rebound underneath by Shore for Sterling. Looked good when he let it go, just a little bit long.
And Ryan, we're going to need his shooting today.
Down to the baseline, down low, turnaround jumper by Willman. Shot rolls through, Sterling back on top, 12-10.
And that's the first time that they've got it inside there for him to have a legitimate look.
Streaks into the front court. Khalil's going to shoot again. Left corner. Oh, circles in and out. Nick Fields with a rebound. Put back.
Atta
rolls
baby,
through.
Nick.
Boy, Khalil shot when did everything but go down. But Nick Fields, Johnny on the spot, offensive rebound. Ties the game at 12. 6:50 to go first half. This pace being played at Sterling's preference. Silver Streaks would like to get it into a little more up-tempo game. So before Sterling can set up that zone. They continue to try to work through Galesburg's 1-3-1. There's a jumper from the outside. Gingrich misses again from three-point range. He's 0-for-5. Cornell with a rebound. Streaks with a chance to regain the lead. Cornell into a double team. Kicks it out to Andrew. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Clark back out to Anderson. Andrew drives. Free throw line. Dishes left side. Hodge. Fields calls for it. He's got it now on the right wing. Bounce pass into the right corner. Hawkins. Hawkins drives the baseline. Tries to work him out a man. And Isaiah Ryan gets called for a little bump foul right along the baseline. Third Sterling team foul.
And one of the reasons we're being a little bit more effective here against their zone is we're being more aggressive. We're attacking a little bit more north and south. And again, using the diagonal skip pass here that allows the ball to be swung one side to the other. And the zone can't move as fast as the pass.
Again, Jacob Carl on the bench with 2 fouls. Here's Cornell driving. Strong off the backboard, but a foul called. They're going to call a blocking foul on Sterling.
Again, an aggressive move there, Brad.
I was shielded. I couldn't see. I just saw Cornell go down. I was concerned he was going to call an offensive foul. And if that had happened, I think Mike Reynolds might have exploded after the Streaks thought they had at least one in the first quarter and ended up 0 for 2 on those opportunities. Cornell misses the first free throw. So the defensive foul is the fourth on the Golden Warriors. 6:11 to play first half, tied at 12. Cornell trying to put the Streaks back on top, and he does with the second free throw. 13-12. Sterling starters back in. Andrew with a nice read as the pass comes from the backcourt by Ryan into the front court intended for Kendrick up the near sideline. And Andrew got over and knocked it out of bounds. I said the five starters are on the floor. There's four starters on the floor for Sterling. Gingrich is not on the floor. Alec Duran is the bench player in right now. He is the first man off the bench in the first quarter. Up top, Ryan with it. Left side, Kendrick. Kendrick, the leading scorer for Sterling with seven of their 13.
For traveling
travels.
And again, our zone there, closing the gaps, moving our feet, allowing no penetration. Good job there by Silver Streak zone.
Setting up the three-quarter court trap. Fields in the backcourt, under 6 minutes to go. Front court, Hodge. Again, keep in mind he's playing with two fouls. Picks up his dribble right in front of the scoring table, and Sterling takes it away. Now Cornell trying to pick it off. Knocks it away from Duran, but he gets back to it first. So the Silver Streaks can't get it back. Duran with it now on the right side. Flips it up top to Kendrick. Left side it goes over to Ryan. Now into the left corner, Duran. Bounces it back out to Ryan. Up top, Kendrick. Just outside the free throw line. Shoots off the back iron. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Shore for Sterling. Streaks get it back on a dead ball rebound.
The situation with Khalil where he picked the ball up off the dribble was in what Coach Bob used to call the coffin corner.
Terrible
right
place.
Across the 10-second line where you are double-teamed, but you also really quadruple-teamed because you've got a sideline and, of course, the 10-second line.
Khalil picks it up there again. This time Nick comes to the rescue. Fields leads a 3-on-1 underneath to Clark Hawkins. Gets blocked by Shore. Put back, blocked again into the hands of Kendrick. Two opportunities down low. But Clark completely outsized by Shore, who stuffed him twice. Kendrick drives, dishes it out. Willman, high post shot off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Three Sterling players go to it. Cancel each other out. Now the loose ball picked up by Gingrich. To the low blocks, gets triple teamed, and Sterling calls a timeout. Well, the Streaks forced him into a ragtag kind of set there. Did everything but get the ball back, and Sterling calls timeout to prevent the turnover.
And again, thank God for Sterling's poor shooting at this point in time. But I got to give our ball club credit here in that we're forcing them to shoot a little bit on the run, as well as in some areas that they're not comfortable with. And that's obviously an objective of a defense, whether it's a zone or man. Get you to do what you don't want to do. And we've got them to shoot, hurry a little bit on their shots and also from spots on the floor that they're not as comfortable with.
4:53 to go first half. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. Steve Cheeseman and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano. New on the lot just this week. It was a part of a trade-in, a very active week in sales at Galesburg Nissan. And part of the reason probably that lifetime limited powertrain warranty that we can talk about more as the game goes along. Here's a jumper right outside the lane by Shore. The big man at 6'9 knocks it down. Sterling back on top, 14-13.
And Shore has to be more involved here if Sterling wants to be successful. He's a supreme talent out there.
Quinn Anderson up the far sideline around Willman. Pass down low. Fielded by Nick. Now picks it up. Gets it down low to Clark. Low block. Missed it. Rebound fought for. Clark gets it back. Feeds it back out to Anderson. Open. Pulls up. 15-footer. A little bit long. Rebound Cornell on the weak side. Gets it. Now outside to Field. Fakes. Drives. Leaves it off. Batted out of bounds by Sterling. And Hawkins saved it into the hands of the Golden Warriors. They drive at the other end. Euro step to the left by Gingrich. Missed. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Back comes Galesburg. Andrew driving all the way in from the right side. Basket and a foul. They're going to count. And a defensive foul as Willman got back, but he did not settle himself. And the Streaks with a chance at a three-point play, regaining the lead by one.
And that's the perfect example of the outstanding athleticism that Andrew Anderson possesses. I mean, he was able to control his body, be able to force the blocking foul and get the layup as well.
Andrew misses the free throw, though. There's Shore coming in for the rebound.
And free throws in this kind of ball game, we're going to have to make those.
Drive at the other end by Nyrell Sullivan. Hard to the basket, but he missed it. Clark Hawkins with the rebound. Back come the Silver Streaks. Everybody gets back ahead, and then Andrew brings it up court. 3:40 to go, first half, streaks by one. Crossover dribble by Andrew. Pulls up right side. I don't know if Shore got a hand on that or not, but it was an air ball. Sterling got the rebound. A Shore down low is definitely intimidating the streaks from going on the inside, isn't he? Gingrich,
yes,
misses a long three. Rebound batted out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. I thought it was unusual that Andrew pulled up there when he did.
Yeah.
Clark stopped short of the lane and pulled up from the low blocks.
And sometimes, and we used to see this, and I'm going way back now with Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell, just their presence there, yep, was an intimidating factor. Just knowing they're there caused you to alter your shot or be hesitant.
Streaks break the press. Right side, Cornell Dotson down low. Feeds it to Clark. Tries a turnaround jumper and a foul called this time on Sterling. Willman fronted him. Shore came in from the backside. And they're going to get Shore for the reach, and that is his second. Streaks lead by one, 15-14. And Clark Hawkins will go to the free throw line, 50% on the season. First one up and off the mark.
And Clark's done an outstanding job off the bench these last couple of games, spelling Jacob as he's, you know, had issues with the injuries as well as with foul trouble. And Clark's come in and done a really, really fine job of giving us nothing but positive minutes here.
But the streak's 1-for-7 from the field in the second quarter. We got Sterling, 2-for-8. Hawkins makes the second free throw. Galesburg by 2, 16-14. Sterling into the front court. Kendrick on the right side gets it back from Ryan. Thought about the three, elects not to shoot. Marquez Williams back into the game for Sterling. Sets a screen for Ryan, driving. Feeds it into the left corner, a fake by Gingrich. Cut off in the lane, gets it back out up top to Kendrick. To the right side, pass down low. Willman fends off Cornell Dotson and a travel call. Spent more time trying to push off on Cornell, free himself up a little bit, but he moved his feet. That's the fourth Sterling turnover. 2:52 to go in the half, and the streak's trying to add to a two-point lead here.
And we've been very effective in our interior defense against these big guys, and we want to got to continue that.
Quinn picks up the dribble in the backcourt, gets it over to Fields. Back up the far sideline to Quinn. Dribbles out of that coffin corner, as Steve just called it, before the trap could come. Now up top it's Fields. Backs it all the way up to half court with 2:35 to go in the half. Streaks lead by two with the ball. Cornell double team, kicks it back out to Andrew. Now to the right side, Cornell. Finds an opening, drives, dishes over to the right side. Hawkins from the low blocks. Can't get the shot to go down. And another rebound by Sterling. Marquez Williams comes up with it. Sterling into the front court. Streak get back defensively. Sterling pulls up. Ryan with it on the right side. Off the top of the circle to the left side, it goes to Durant. Out of his range, picks up his dribble. Just a little back and forth, keep away up top as they continue to work to try to solve this streak's zone. Galesburg has really slowed Sterling down since switching to the zone. And to the right side, this is Kendrick with it. Now up top, Ryan. This time he will shoot the long three, and it's off the mark. Rebound deflected back to him. In the lane, dishes it into the left corner. Too low for Durant, and it's through his feet out of bounds.
Again, we really have done a good job to keep them off balance and keep them somewhat confused in the offensive end here and limited them to 14 points.
Nobody's going to be putting any highlight reels together out of this
Absolutely,
one, are they?
It's not a very well-played game right now.
But the streaks are on top by two with a minute 35 to go in the half, and Galesburg with the ball. Nick Fields right side into the right corner. This time Clark will shoot the three, and it's way short. Sterling has to save it from going out of bounds, and they do. Into the front court. And a foul called. Oh, an illegal screen called against Marquez Williams. And the fouls and the turnover starting to even up now. As for Sterling, that is now their sixth team foul. Galesburg still with five. Minute 23 to go in the half. And their sixth turnover of the half.
Our mindset here is that we need to try to get to the half here. Try to finish on a solid note here. And then, you know, regroup and feel that we're fortunate to be where we are.
Well, 6-0 run would be huge in this game to end the half, wouldn't it? The Streaks could find a way to put that together.
Monumental.
Quinn Anderson up the far sideline gets tripped up, falls down, no foul called. Now trapped in the corner, and Hodge gets out of it with a pass. Down low to Cornell. Bounce pass through the lane. Khalil flips it up behind him, and a foul called, a little push by Alec Durant. Khalil with his back to the basket just flipped the ball back up over his shoulder, and Durant aided him by pushing him, and now Khalil's going to get two free throws.
The old get-out-of-jail-free card there, because I don't think Khalil had any chance of making that shot. But to Khalil's credit there, he tried to create something and knew maybe he could get fouled.
And he gets a friendly roll on the free throw. Rattles around, kisses off the backboard, and drops through.
And Khalil's a very smart player and has great presence on the floor.
7 points in the game to lead the Silver Streaks. 7 of Galesburg's 17 and a three-point lead, and he knocks down the second one. And I think Mike Reynolds is going to get him out. Yep, he's got those two fouls, so with 1:05 to go in the first half, don't let Hodge pick up a third one, especially with a four-point lead now. So it's Hawkins, Quinn, and Andrew Anderson, Fields, and Dotson continuing to run the baseline for the Silver Streaks in the bottom of that 1-3-1.
And how important our bench is in this situation, and a great substitution by Coach Reynolds. And he's done that all season and done it very, very good here in this tournament.
Gingrich and Ryan up top, roaming baseline into the outside is Micah Kendrick. Ryan keeps the dribble out high. Gingrich comes up for it. He wants to get freed up for a three. They find an opening in the lane. Kendrick turns, finds himself open, comes up short on the shot, though. Andrew Anderson with his fifth rebound. Streaks push it into the front court. 33 seconds to go in the half. Cornell wide open, right corner, off the back iron for three. Isaiah Ryan with a rebound. Now down to 22 seconds to go, and Sterling could hold for the last shot. That would have been huge if Cornell had knocked that one down. Streaks got to play defense here. Try to hold at the very end. Up top, Ryan in the midcourt circle. Down to 10 seconds to go. Backs up toward half court. Starts the offense with under 9. To the left side around a screen. Willman at the high post. Shoots, banks it in. 3 seconds to go. Down to 1 as the Streaks get it in, and they won't be able to get off a final shot. So a big basket by Sterling at the end to get the deficit down to 2, 18-16. And the Streaks do go to the locker room with a halftime lead. Low-scoring game, obviously. 10-10 after 1, 18-16 at the half. Come back, take a look at the first half statistics. Talk things over with the coaching staff. That'll be an interesting discussion. With the Streaks on top by 2 here in the semifinals at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
This time of year, it's all about family. And Yem in Galesburg would like you to be a part of theirs. So the Yem Chevrolet Employee Discount is now available to everyone. This holiday season, you pay what employees of Yem Chevrolet pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Jeff Jones from Yem Chevrolet. We have holiday savings on a new 17 Impala. Save over $9,400, which is 25% off. You'll save 25% off a 17 Sonic and buy it for just over $14,600. A brand new 17 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. Unbelievable holiday savings of $13,000. And a brand new 17 Chevy Cruze. At 30% off, you will save over $7,800. Check out our 12 Days of Christmas videos on Facebook for even more holiday deals.
It's their way of saying happy holidays and welcome to the family, the Yem Chevrolet family. Get the Chevy employee discount for everyone today at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax, title, license, stock, fee extra.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Taylorville. Semifinal game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors. I guess, Steve, we'll focus on the positive. The Streaks are ahead.
Absolutely, and again, that is a positive here. Playing as poorly as we did, and again, you've certainly got to give credit to Sterling in their half-court
defense.
Yeah,
they were part of that,
but again,
for sure.
Trying to find a way to be ahead like this where we are, and with the eye test and statistics, that's a positive as we go into the locker room, and it'll be made a positive in there.
So let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics, and we'll just get through these as quickly as they can because they won't be pretty. Our halftime numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And I'm still adding up the individual numbers, but Steve, we've compared team numbers, and We agree, but we don't like what we see, for
sure. Let's look at those, and I'd certainly like to be able to wipe these out if I could. And I think what says it all here right now, and both teams are having the problem, really based on a couple of different sets of circumstances, but we were 5 out of 18 from the field. That's a dismal 27%, 2 out of 9 in three-point field goal percentage. They were 7 out of 27. They got more second chance shots. That's not very good either, and in fact, it's worse at 25%, and they did not make a three-point field goal. Rebound-wise, they had 17. We had 16, with a number of those being offensive rebounds. And the turnover numbers, we had 9. They had 6, but I think one of those things that needs to be commented on there, we had 8 in the first quarter.
Yes.
And we settled down against their zone much, much better. In the second quarter, we just couldn't make a shot, and we ended up with 9. They ended up with 6. But I thought that we attacked their zone much, much better in the second quarter there. Now it's a matter of getting some shots to fall, and hopefully they don't heat it up.
Right. My other observation would be 5 team fouls on Galesburg in the first quarter, none in the second quarter.
Absolutely, and I saw that there as I was looking at the board, because we are headed for just some real, real foul issues here in this ball game, and we settle down without giving up points here. And again, that's a tribute to our bench coming in, spelling guys with some foul issues, and doing a good job. And our bench has been very, very big in this tournament and continues to be one of our strengths.
Credit to Khalil Hodge, too. He picked up his second foul in that first quarter. Mike Reynolds, I'm sure, felt like he had no choice with Jacob Carl already on the bench to leave Hodge in there. And Hodge played all the way up to the final minute of the half without picking up his third, too. So that was pretty big as well. Free throws, Golden Warriors 2-for-4 in the first half. Silver Streaks 6 out of 8. Galesburg leads by 2, 18-16. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball Halftime Coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Less mayhem, more mistletoe. Less local, more cocoa. Less stress, more
yes.
As you reflect on the year behind you and the one ahead, let me make you a promise you can hang your stocking cap on. When you decide it's time for a new ride, I'll be the guy who gives you the best price. Month, James Month. Always ready to rescue you from the fun haters and naysayers who overcharge and underdeliver. At the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the gimmicks are gone and the happy is on. Because it's the holidays, and think how fun it'll be to roll up to those parties in style. Come get your keys.
The all-new Galesburg Toyota on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
The official WGIL forecast of winter weather advisory till 10 p.m. for Warren, Mercer, Henry, and Henderson counties, and until midnight tonight for Knox, Peoria, and Stark counties. 2 to 4 inches of snow possible this afternoon, a high of 16. Chance of snow before midnight tonight, a low of 3 above. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with falling temperatures throughout the day, down to a low of 8 below tomorrow night. Partly cloudy and cold Sunday, a high of 3 above. Right now, it's 15 at WGIL.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Halftime here at Taylorville High School. Semifinal action in the holiday tournament. Silver Streaks lead Sterling at the break, 18-16. Run through the individual scoring real quickly, and then we'll get a word from the coaching staff as the players and some of the coaching staff already back out from the locker room. Micah Kendrick leads the Golden Warriors in scoring with 7. Tyner Willman had 6. Aiden Shore, 2. Isaiah Ryan, 1. Sean Gingrich, one of the leading scorers for Sterling on the season, did not score in the first half. Let's go ahead and run through our halftime interview real quickly, brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart.
Back here at Taylorville High School, we continue with the Taylorville Thanksgiving holiday tournament here in the semifinal game. Coach, we have an 18-16 lead, and I think that's the good news out of it, but not a whole lot of other good news in terms of how we played, is it?
Well, first quarter was a little rough. The second quarter, we came back and kind of played some good, solid defense. We're getting the hand up on the shooters. We're not letting the drivers drive, and we're keeping the big guys off the glass.
So adjustment-wise, that's what we need to do from here?
We need to keep that up, and we need to move the ball in offense to start getting some open looks, because looks like that zone's just giving us some problems, and that's surprising because we're a decent zone team. So,
absolutely. Well, let's turn the corner here and get into the championship game. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
18-16, the halftime lead. Let's run over the rest of the individual scoring for the Silver Streaks. Khalil Hodge leads all scorers with 8. He had 2 3-pointers in the first quarter, a couple free throws in the second quarter. Cornell Dotson has 3. Nick Fields, Andrew Anderson each with 2. Jacob Carl also has 2. And off the bench, Clark Hawkins has 1. On 1 of 2 free throw shooting. 18-16 is the lead. Want to remind you, we have Galesburg girls basketball coming your way tonight. Yet to be determined where exactly. We're going to have a game on WGIL of some sort. If the Galesburg boys don't win this game, they'll play at 7 o'clock tonight in the third place game here at Taylorville. The Galesburg girls are playing for the Mattoon Championship. That's at 7:30 tonight. If the Galesburg boys win this game, they'll be playing at 8:30. So no matter how it plays out, there's at least some scheduled overlap. So we still have some decisions to make in terms of the programming, in terms of where the games and which game is going to be where, whether we're going to be able to do them both on WGIL. But we just invite you to stay tuned throughout the afternoon for that decision. A lot will be determined by how this game turns out. And then that decision will be made, and we'll let you know as soon as we can. But the Galesburg boys and girls will play tonight. We want to remind you that the girls definitely are playing at 7:30 at Mattoon for the championship there. Silver Streaks open the ball with the second half, and Khalil Hodge from the left corner misses a 3, and Jacob Carl bats the rebound out to a trailing Andrew Anderson, and Cornell hits a 3 as the Streaks get a second look at it.
Great job there of keeping the offensive possession alive with that tap out, that offensive rebound, and then the knockdown by Cornell.
And then the Streaks bat the soft pass out of bounds up the near sideline, and at least for the first 28 seconds, they've come out the aggressor, leading by 5 now, biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 21-16. Ryan, Kendrick, Willman, Shore, and Gingrich, same starting 5 for Sterling to start the third quarter. Kendrick cut off on the left side, gets it out to Gingrich. Around a screen, Andrew fights through it. Now they reverse it back to Kendrick. At the high post, Ryan tries to bounce it through the lane to Willman. Cornell knocks it loose, and Jacob Carl picks it up.
Off to a great start here. Let's see if we can get another one.
Khalil drives with a teardrop, comes up a little bit short, and Aiden Shore with his 5th rebound for Sterling. Back come the Warriors. Ryan up top, circles around, feeds it right side over to Gingrich, covered up by Hodge. Now back up top, Kendrick leaves it left side, Willman feeds it into Shore, goes up high for it, and the baby hook with the left hand up and in. 21-18, Galesburg by 3. He gets that long arm outstretched like that. Nobody's going to be able to block
absolutely
that for Galesburg.
And I would continue to try to find him with lob passes and trying to get him in the post or flash.
Cornell in the right corner feeds it down low to Jacob. Tries to take it right at Willman along the baseline. Kicks it out. Hodge for 3. In and out again. That's a second one
another
he's
good
had
look
like that that just won't go down. And now a steal by Khalil at the other end. Hodge in front of us up the near sideline. Batted away. Stolen from behind. And then Rios gets fouled as Jacob Carl slipped and was on the floor, and Rios, or Ryan rather, trying to get out with it.
And that's a tough call,
that's a tough
on,
call
Jacob
on Jacob
Carl.
Yeah, that's his
he's
third.
Just, he's not caught a break here in terms of fouls, and I know Coach Reynolds is questioning that as well. That's just a tough call on Jacob, and a great play there by the Sterling player. In
Ryan
terms of being able, being able to pick the pocket of Khalil there on that layup. An outstanding defensive play there by him.
Lead stays at 3 for the Silver Streaks, 21-18. Back into the game, Alec Duran for Sterling on the left side as Ryan sits down. Kendrick drives left side and takes it right at Jacob Carl. That's going to be the 4th one on Jacob. He's going to have to go to the bench. 2 minutes, 1 second into the second half, and Carl has picked up his 4th foul now.
Just a tough break there for Ryan and in all ways of being able to stay out of foul trouble and having some tough ones called on him. And Coach couldn't get him out there in time, and just now he's settled with 4 fouls here, and we're going to lean on Clark Hawkins, who's done a great job off the bench.
Yep, so Jacob will have to go to the bench, but he won't be whistled in until Kendrick shoots the first free throw. So he's waiting at the end of the bench. Hawkins waiting at the scoring table. Kendrick knocks down the first free throw. He's the leading scorer for Sterling with 8 in this game. The Galesburg lead is 2 now at 21-19. Hawkins back in. Carl gets a drink and will head to a spot on the bench to sit. Hawkins and Andrew down low. Hodge, Dotson, and Quinn out high. Kendrick knocks them both down. And it's a one-point Galesburg lead at 21-20. Quinn in the backcourt with a left-hand dribble. Feeds it right side over to Andrew. And a reach foul called on Micah. Came up, kind of sneaked in up beneath, underneath and behind Andrew. And then Andrew caught, turned, and Kendrick got called for reaching around as he was right there on top of Andrew. And that's the first team foul on Sterling in the second half. And the first of the game on Kendrick. Anderson into the front court. Gets it right back from Cornell. Right corner, Hawkins for three, and he airballs it too long. Rebound on the floor. Cornell gets it to Khalil, and he puts it up, and a shot rolls off the rim and falls away. Willman with a rebound. Sterling with a chance to regain the lead. Kendrick with a hesitation drive. Now up top, Willman, 18-footer. Off the mark. Rebound, Andrew, and a reach-in foul called on Duran. Andrew with good position for the rebound, and Duran kind of right in front of him reached in, tried to strip it away, and that's the third foul of the game on Alec Duran.
And again, both teams continue to be ice cold.
Just reading my mind, Steve.
Just wow. Get it heated up a little bit. They could separate themselves.
Pressure in the backcourt. Quinn up the middle, into the front court. Andrew leaves it off down low to Clark. Couldn't handle the pass, kicked it out of bounds. Good feed from Andrew, but maybe a little bit off the mark. Really close to Clark. I don't think he was quite ready for it. He was in good position. So losing it out of bounds gives it back to Sterling with a 21-20 Galesburg lead, 5:21 to go third quarter.
And this is a ball game here where it's really, really going to test our perseverance here and our ability to fight through this stuff.
Duran on the left side stays on the floor with those three fouls, kicks it back up top to Gingrich, now gets it back up top between the circles. Dribbles out to the volleyball line, gives it over to Kendrick, left elbow. Streaks give him a lot of room to shoot, so he steps inside the arc, misses a 15-footer. Willman with the offensive rebound, and that one won't go down. High off the glass, just wouldn't fall. Andrew with his 8th rebound. Into the front court, double team, right side over to Hawkins, back to Andrew. On the right elbow, into the right corner, Quinn. Back to Andrew, right in front of the Galesburg bench. Andrew drives, jump stop, kicks it over left side, Cornell. Extra pass to Khalil for 3, off the mark. Rebound, Andrew put back, and a foul. They do call it on Sterling. I was afraid they were going to call Andrew over the back, but it's a defensive foul. Andrew with a chance at a three-point play and a big offensive rebound to put the Streaks up 3.
Great ball movement. Another good look by Khalil. And then off that weak side, Andrew with his great athleticism and jumping ability gets the putback and gets fouled. Look to extend our lead here.
23-20 Galesburg. Andrew's first basket of the second half. 4 points in the game. Free throw up. Ooh, rattles in and out. Aiden Shore with his 7th rebound to lead Sterling.
There's like a lid on both ends here.
23-20 is the Galesburg lead. Soft pass on the inside. Hawkins knocks it loose. Anderson picks it up for the Silver Streaks. Quinn with it now on the right side. Tries a Euro step to the left. And contact there with a blocking foul called. And that's 4 team fouls on Sterling now. Not quite 4 minutes into the second half. Second of the game on Isaiah Ryan. Back into the game comes Marquez Williams for Sterling. Shore sits down. We mentioned we were going to talk about the substitution patterns. Hasn't been quite the 3-for-3 or 5-for-5 that we've seen from Sterling throughout.
You were reading my mind there.
Cornell misses a 3. Ball batted long out of bounds up the near sideline. And last touch by Sterling. Mike Reynolds wants the far official on that side where the ball was tipped out. He wants them to talk it over and overrule that call, but the Streaks aren't going to get it back.
You know, I look at their ball club, and I would try, and again, it's easy for me to sit here, and I believe Coach Vasquez is a fine coach, but I would certainly try to run my offense through Shore, being the physical presence that he is, the skill set he has. He really, really, really is a guy that I'd sure make sure that he touched the ball inside.
Not out there right now, though, and Wellman gets called for 3-second call. Willman down low. Bounce pass was a little bit low for him. He did a nice job to hold on to it and prevent the bounce pass from going out of bounds, but then it caused him to stay in the lane too long. I had them with only two shots in this quarter. Is that right? That can't be right.
I have them for three, one on an offensive rebound, but they're one for three. They made their first shot of the second half.
And three turnovers to go along with four team fouls. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks with the ball and a three-point lead. Left corner, Hodge. Up top, Anderson tries to crossover dribble, kicks it back into the half court right in front of us. Last touch by Gingrich for Sterling. And the Streaks will hang on to it. Quinn Anderson will inbound it right in front of us at half court here. 3:38 to go. Galesburg with a three-point lead here in the third quarter. Dotson, Andrew, and Quinn Anderson. Hodge and Hawkins for the Silver Streaks. Carl on the bench with four fouls. Andrew out high, tries to bounce it right side, and a kick by Ryan for Sterling. Streaks will inbound it right at the front end of the bench. Alec Duran back in as Gingrich sits down. Again, the Streaks have done a nice job defensively on Gingrich. He had a huge game earlier against Mount Sterling, and he is 0 for 7 in this game. Hawkins on the right side, left side, Hodge. As the Streaks get
Atta
it out,
baby.
Khalil drains a big three.
Big three there. Give us our biggest lead of the ball game. And 6 points is a big lead here today.
At 26-20. As we approach the three-minute mark of quarter number three, jumper on the left side, Marquez Williams open and knocks down a shot from the high post. Will they answer quickly? Galesburg on top, 26-22. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Pass down low. Soft pass on a bounce, and Sterling comes away with a steal. Outlet to the other end to drive, and a miss by Duran. Streaks were there defensively to at least make him think about it. And Hodge comes out with his fourth rebound. On the right side, Quinn drives in. A lot of contact there. And they're going to call a push foul against Isaiah Ryan. There may have been more contact between Quinn Anderson and Clark Hawkins, but the foul goes against Isaiah Ryan, and he and the Sterling bench are astonished that the Streaks maybe at least didn't get called for traveling.
Yeah, there was a, and we, our view was shielded there, so we couldn't see everything.
On the inbound, Quinn finds Clark, but
he's
covered up.
But it looked like there was contact between the two Streaks.
On the outside, Khalil left another three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound chased down on the far side by Sean Gingrich. Tell as soon as Khalil let that one go, that one was off the mark. Gil goes for a steal, nearly got it, but Duran has it. Let the Streaks get back defensively and cover him up. Duran has it now on the right elbow, trying to look on the inside for Willman with a size mismatch against Cornell Dotson. Cornell's doing everything he can to stay on him down low.
We're really doing a good job in the half court.
In the lane, Marquez Williams drive and a reach in, knocks the ball loose, and a late whistle for the far side. And they're going to call a reach foul on the Silver Streak. Got an official standing right underneath the basket, closer than anybody looking right at it, but it's the official on the far side who calls it. I'm not saying it wasn't a foul. It's just interesting who blew the whistle on that one. That's the first of the game on Cornell Dotson and the third team foul on the Silver Streaks. Marquez Williams to the free throw line, crouches, shoots, and scores. He's got 3 points all in this quarter, 26-23, Galesburg by three. After falling behind by six, their biggest deficit of the game, Sterling creeping back into it a little closer now. Yeah, 6 point lead doesn't sound like much, but as Steve said, in this
game, in a ball
game
like this,
it's big.
It seems, much more than your normal 6 point lead.
Still 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. A lot of ways to play, a lot of time to play. Very friendly roll on the second free throw by Williams. Cuts the deficit to two, 26-24.
They continue to stay in their zone press.
Yep, allows him to set it up coming off the make. Anderson and Fields in the backcourt. Now Quinn has it into the front court on the pass from Nick. Quinn to the left elbow, cut off there, kicks it back out. Fields to Cornell, now back to Nick with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Left side it goes to Andrew Anderson. Andrew dribbles out high, outside the volleyball line, picks up his dribble, leaves it off for Dotson. Now right side back to Andrew. Into the right corner, Hodge kicks it back out. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. Andrew pump fakes the pass, drives, pulls up, 15-footer, swish.
Beauty. And a nice possession there by Andrew. He did a lot of good things there.
28-24, Galesburg by four. Anderson four in the quarter, six for the game.
And we've done a much better job of attacking their zone. We just couldn't get shots to fall.
Mid-range jumper can be very effective in the middle of a zone, and it was there. Duran on the left side, tries to feed it through the lane. Andrew does a nice job to get a handle on it, and falling down gets it away to Nick Fields. Streaks at the other end. Nick strong to the basket and too strong. And now a near steal by Quinn Anderson. Ball batted loose from him, and Sterling does come up with it. And Fields riding the hip of the Sterling man bringing it into the front court. And a whistle goes as a timeout against Sterling instead with just under 50 seconds to play third quarter.
And again, you know, this is, it's not a chess match in terms of matching strategies here. It's more of a chess match in terms of us attacking their zone. They're trying to attack us. Both teams are doing a really, really good job on the defensive end. Our kids are really doing a good job in terms of attacking the zone. We just can't get shots to fall. They are still having troubles of getting the ball where they want to get it against our defense. We've done a really, really fine job interior-wise, which I talked about as one of our keys. We've really limited their big guys scoring-wise here in this ball game, and now in the second half of getting second chance points.
I want to thank, again, one of our sponsors, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week and to every road football and boys and girls basketball game throughout our seasons. Steve and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano, part of the extensive pre-owned fleet, and qualifying for the lifetime limited warranty that goes for any new vehicle and also any used vehicle less than 5 years old with under 80,000 miles on it. This one has about 33,000 on it. And we invite you to check out the 2015 Nissan Murano and ask about that lifetime limited powertrain warranty. You buy a vehicle at Galesburg Nissan, it's at no cost to you. And look out, because Sean Gingrich just knocked down his first basket of the game from the outside. A three-pointer makes it a one-point Galesburg lead, and the last thing Galesburg needs is for him to start heating up from the outside.
Yes, we've done a great job on him. And obviously, that's his first basket of the game with almost three-quarters of the game gone.
First shot of the second half.
Sure, like to see us answer here.
Streak's trying to hold for the final
shot.
Big
momentum pickup here for us.
16 seconds to go. Cornell Dotson on the far side in front of the scoring table. Up top, Nick Fields with 10 seconds to go. Free throw line, Andrew. Looks back door to Quinn, but he keeps the pass instead. Now Andrew bounces it back out to Cornell. Knocked loose. Cornell falls down, gets it to Andrew, puts up a shot, and off the front of the rim. Wasn't pretty at the end, and the Silver Streaks couldn't execute, but they lead by one at the end of three, 28-27. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Fourth quarter just underway here at Taylorville between the Silver Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors. Galesburg with a one-point lead, but Sterling with the ball to begin the final quarter. 28-27. Here's Shore down low, turn around with a left hand, banks it in from the low blocks. They're starting to heat up. Very limited shot opportunities for Sterling, but they've made four out of six in the second half. And after Galesburg got up by six, they have answered with a 9-2 run. Fields, bounce pass, over to Cornell on the baseline, kicks it back out. Hodge with it, right corner, shoots a three and off the back iron. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Hodge got sandwiched between two Sterling players, and the Golden Warriors touched it last, and another chance for the Silver Streaks.
Great effort by Khalil again. Outsized there and outmanned, two on one, and still did a great job of trying to keep the possession to us.
On the left side, Khalil drives baseline this time, tries to lob it up, blocked by Shore, and then tries a baseline pass after getting it back, knocked out by Sterling.
And again, we've kept our aggressiveness there, and again, the inside defensive presence of Shore. Blocking the shot there.
Talking about keeping the aggressiveness, this is much important to keep your patience too in a game.
Absolutely,
like
this. Again, we've got to be aggressive but temperate with patience and composure.
Khalil, another three, right wing, airballs it. Under the basket with a rebound, Marquez Williams. Khalil's 0 for 3, all three shots in the fourth quarter by the Streaks. And a drive at the other end, an offensive foul. Nice job by Cornell to get back.
Absolutely. He got Kendrick there and set up outside the lane there. Going to get the call there.
First turnover on Sterling in the fourth quarter, 11 for the game. Kendrick drove in from the left side. And now here comes Justin Endoff into the game.
Great defense.
Anderson will sit down.
Brad, great defensive play by Cornell, and he is a premier defensive player with both his intelligence and his ability to physically guard the best player of the other team.
16 fouls, by the way, on Sterling now. Three against the Silver Streaks. Galesburg down one, 29-28. 6:40 to go in the game. Left side, Endoff for three, hits.
Instant offense, great substitution. Let's hope that that pays off big time here, and a big three by Justin Endoff.
Khalil's been getting the shots from the outside, but he's not knocking them down. Maybe Justin can be the guy to do it, as Shore fends off a man on his hip, ducks on the up and under and along the baseline and goes up with a left hand and ties it at 31. And now a kick by Sterling in the backcourt will keep it in Galesburg's possession.
And, you know, the one thing about Justin is he's able to come in and off of the first pass without handling the ball, be able to hit a shot, and he's done that time and time again. And that is a great skill and one you don't see often, and he's not scared of the moment.
Tied at 31, 6:10 to go in the game. Cornell across midcourt, left side Khalil. They're going to give it to Justin again. Steps right, fires it again. Off the front of the rim, and Shore reaches back, pulls down his eighth rebound for Sterling.
Not quite as good off the dribble as is off the pass, but again, very good both ways.
Sterling trying to regain the lead. They had it a moment ago at 29-28, again after falling behind by six in the third quarter. Galesburg's biggest lead of the game at that point. Now it's a tie ball game. Kendrick on the left side. Ryan just inside the top of the arc. Duran has it over left side to Ryan. Playing a little keep away on the perimeter right now.
And they could use Gingrich in the ballgame here as a three-point threat, but he's not in the ballgame.
Nope. He's the one who knocked down that three right at the end of the third quarter that got him within one. On the left side, Kendrick. Streaks dare him to shoot. Earlier trip in the third quarter, he stepped inside the arc and pulled up. Drives to the baseline, double team. Now gets down along the baseline and call for traveling. Streaks cut him off. Double team between Hodge and Andrew and forced the turnover. 12 turnovers on Sterling. Chance for the Streaks to regain the lead here. 5:15 to play in a tie game. Fields, Hodge, Dotson in the backcourt. Nick to Cornell into the front court. Here comes the trap. Bounces it away to Nick. Streaks have numbers now. Fields drives, leaves it off. Andrew driving in right side. Back to Nick. Free throw line. Shoots off the back iron. Rebound
Nick
Marquez
did everything
Williams.
Right there. Just couldn't get the shot to fall.
Under five to play in the game. Still tied. Duran on the left side. Under the wing, Kendrick. His favorite space to be. Now to the right side it goes under the wing. This is Marquez Williams. Skip pass up top. Now swinging around back to the right. Marquez Williams puts the ball on the floor. Pulls up underneath. Blocked by Cornell. And the rebound chased down by Hodge. Streaks again looking to regain the lead.
And Williams looks to get to the basket every time. And a good cover up by our defense there.
Left side Justin. Drives baseline. End off. Cut off. Trapped. Needs help. Mike Reynolds bails him out with a 30-second timeout. 4:18 to play in the game. Mike didn't wait any time, did he?
Absolutely, and that is a bailout time out there because, again, possessions are absolutely at a premium right now, and you don't want to turn the ball over, and if you have that timeout in your pocket to call that, that's a good timeout to save the possession, save a turnover there because we were in real deep trouble there in the corner against that trap.
The winner to get Taylorville. Tornadoes were winners earlier today over Dunlap in the semifinal game at noon. 69-55 the final. So the winner of this game gets the host Tornadoes for the championship at 8:30. The loser to play Dunlap in the third place game at 7 o'clock. And again, Galesburg girls playing for the title at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have that one at 7:30 tonight. 4:18 to play here, tied at 31. Six Sterling team fouls, three on Galesburg. Possession arrow favors the Silver Streaks. And Galesburg with the ball coming out of the 30-second timeout. Cornell drives. Big man there waiting there, so Cornell stops, pulls it back out. It's Shore, the big man, who's in right now, the taller of the two big men. Here's Justin from the right corner, missed it. And Shore gets tangled up with Andrew Anderson and pulls down the rebound. His ninth. Silver Streaks are getting open threes, they're just not knocking them down, and we remain tied.
And they turn it over there with good deflection inside.
13th turnover on Sterling. So defensively, the Streaks continue to play well and give themselves opportunities. And off with it on the left side. Skip pass up top to Cornell. Off his hand, he lost it behind him. Sterling with a steal. Duran with a run out. Missed it. Rebound, put back, goes, and a foul. Are they going to say over the back? He pointed the other direction. Does that mean they're waving off the basket? No, he just said count it. Why did he point the other direction? So it's a possible three-point play here for Sterling. Second foul on Quinn Anderson, coming off the first Gillsburg turnover of the fourth quarter. And now Jacob Carl back into the game playing with those four fouls.
And we talk a lot about the live ball turnover can lead to certainly numbers or an opportunity for an easy basket on the other end, and that's what occurred there.
And it came there on an offensive rebound. Free throw up and in, and now Sterling leads by three. 34-31. Still 3.5 minutes to play in this game. A world of time left. 5.5, 12 for the game for Micah Kendrick to lead Sterling. Streaks break the press. Andrew pulls up on the left wing and kicked out of bounds by Sterling.
And Sterling senses that they picked up some momentum here. We need to answer.
3:21 to go in the game. Quinn Anderson will inbound to our left. Carl, Dotson, Hodge, and Andrew. So the five starters together again here as we wind down late in the game under 3:20 to go. Hodge picked up his dribble. Sterling reached in, stole it away. Another transition opportunity, and Kendrick pulls it back out right in front of the scoring table. And now they want to make Gillsburg chase a little bit, leading by three. And Streaks have some fouls to give, but we're not quite to that point of the game yet as we just went under three to go for the fourth quarter. Duran with the dribble out high, guarded by Andrew Anderson. And a timeout called by Sterling. They want to get Sean Gingrich back into the game, their three-point sharpshooter, even though he's been held to only 3 points in this one so far.
And I like our chances here, Brad. If they're going to try to hold the ball, I don't believe that their ball club is a good enough ball-handling club to be able to hold the ball for a great length here. I believe our pressure, our anticipation, or a self-inflicted turnover by them could occur. So, again, we've got to continue to just play good, solid half-court defense, make sure that we're, again, pushing them into areas where they're taking shots that they're not comfortable with. We get a good contest on that shot or a challenge on that shot, and then we get rebound and come down here and continue to attack and be aggressive and, be able to make the shot, step up and make the shot. We're in good position here. Just a matter of don't get, impatient. Don't get ahead of yourself here. You're in good position here.
Yeah, still a lot of time left, especially in just a one-possession game. Streaks play good defense here. Get a defensive stop of some sort, whether it's creating a turnover, forcing a miss, and getting a rebound. So Gingrich will inbound it to our right. Again, just checking in at the timeout break. Sterling with three timeouts remaining. Gillsburg with two, under 2:50 to go for the game, and a 34-31 Sterling lead. Across midcourt, Hodge guarding Ryan, picks up his dribble, now gets it back out to Kendrick on the outside, guarded by Quinn Anderson. Gingrich being chased down by Cornell Dotson as he tries to get freed up, running through some screens down low. And now 5 second call. Kendrick wasn't doing anything with it on the dribble out near half court.
And that would be my point there. They're just not skilled enough in terms of being able to handle the ball there to hold on to the ball for a significant amount of time. And good for us here, and let's take advantage of that turnover.
So offense for defense for offense substitution. Duran back in for Gingrich. Streaks with the ball down three. Looking for a basket here. Quinn getting tricky with the dribble out and almost lost it. Now Jacob Carl passes right side. Andrew pulls up from the baseline. Chased down on the floor by Cornell Dotson, comes out with it. Now Quinn up top, feeds it left corner. Hodge measures it, and it's... We're tied. Big offensive rebound by Cornell Dotson to keep it alive, and we are tied at 34.
Again, those great, great active hands, being able to keep the possession alive. Khalil knocked it down here. We've got to defend here, dig in, defend.
Minute 50 to go, Sterling with the ball. And they're doing it with Gingrich on the bench right now, as they did the defense for offense substitution. They got the two big men in there, Willman and Shore. Here's Kendrick driving, found an opening, kicks it right side. Ryan driving, comes up short on the shot, now to the low blocks. Willman gets it, and a quick timeout called by Ryan Vasquez as Willman came down with a rebound. After the drive by Duran on the right side came up short, Jacob Carl had a hand on the rebound. Willman got in there, kept it alive for Sterling, And Vasquez quickly called a timeout.
And they'll have the ball underneath their own basket. We'll see what they're going to try to do in terms of
the lob, you think?
Yeah, some type of lob. I mean, you've got the kind of player in there that certainly you can make that. And we'll be aware of that here in terms of bunching the middle here and packing the paint. But you also got to be able to find and make sure you're marking Gingrich here, because he's an outside threat on that inbounds pass as well, or inbounds play.
I'm liking Cornell, at least at this moment, as a crunch time player of the game for keeping that
ball
alive.
Absolutely keeping the play alive.
I know Khalil
there.
Hit the shot, but if Cornell doesn't fight for that offensive rebound.
We don't get that.
We'll see how it turns out. There may be a crunch time yet to play. They get it on the inbound to Kendrick right
little
under
circle,
the basket.
Old-fashioned circle movement there, and they caught us off guard.
Sterling back on top, 36-34. Minute 20 to go in the game. Andrew, Hodge, Quinn
again,
in the backcourt.
Patience here, Brad. Patience here. No hurry. Stay under control.
Right side, Dotson. Cornell with a left-hand dribble. Bounces it back up top to Quinn. Drives to the top of the arc. And a travel called. A travel called.
Tough call there.
Quinn stopped, picked up his dribble. Well, I did not see him move his pivot
Absolutely
foot.
Absolutely a
crucial
tough call
turnover.
There. And a crucial time.
14 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Three in the quarter. And a minute 9 to go, and Sterling with the ball back and a two-point lead. Now the Streaks are going to put some pressure on. Jacob Carl sits down so he doesn't pick up his fourth foul.
And again, we can get a turnover here, and if it's a live ball, we can get a layup on the other end.
Tylan Parks is in to help create some of that defensive pressure. He's on Alec Duran down low along the far baseline. Now the Streaks go for the trap, lob into the front court, and they break the press. Goes into Gingrich's hands, and they pull it back out with under a minute to go.
Got to come up and foul here.
And the Streaks have fouls to give. That's their fifth, as Parks and Fields come up and immediately foul Kendrick. So, again, the fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks.
Coach Reynolds is going to send in Colby Ramirez again. Quickness, yep. Looking to trap, try to get a steal here. And, again, as you said, Brad, we have another foul to give here before the next hour. Excuse me, two more fouls before they shoot bonus.
So, Kobe in for Hodge. Parks and Ramirez go for the trap and the steal in the backcourt, and Tylan reaches in, trying to go for the steal, picks up his second foul. So now the next one would put Sterling at the line for a 1-1 with 53.5 seconds remaining.
And again, you're trying to get a steal here, a deflection, an interception before you do make an attempt at that foul.
A 50-50 ball. The possession
Absolutely.
Arrow favors Gelsberg.
Absolutely. We're trying to get something here. It's not a give. We're going to
stack
get a
it up on the
away.
Inside. We got a foul away from the ball against Sterling. Against Sterling. So they turn it over and they give it right back. Sean Gingrich, astounded when the official pointed at him, he immediately pointed two fingers at his chest and said, "Me?" So his second foul and the 15th Sterling turnover gives it back to Gelsberg at half court. And immediately Quinn Anderson, Khalil Hodge, Jacob Carl back into the game. Parks, Fields, and Ramirez sit down. And the five starters back on the floor to
and
try to tie this
unit
up.
Here, see if we can get a good possession here and tie it up or gain the lead.
53.2 seconds remaining, 36-34 Sterling. Quinn Anderson will inbound from the front end of the Gelsberg bench.
Again, patience here, Brad. No hurry. Run your offense, get a good shot here, and crash the offensive boards.
Quinn has it. Pressure comes on top of him. Feeds it down to the right side. Batted away by Shore. Loose ball created. Shore traveled with it, though. No, they called timeout. Sterling called timeout. Shore picked up the ball on the steal, was traveling backwards, but the officials give the timeout to Sterling, so they keep the ball after the Gelsberg turnover.
What Coach Reynolds there is arguing is that Shore was up in the air where you don't have possession on the floor when the timeout was granted, and if that's the case, then there can be no timeout granted there, and that's what Coach Reynolds' argument was. And it's going to be to no avail here. Sterling's going to get the timeout here. You're going to have to inbound the ball and go 84 feet here.
So the defensive unit, I'm assuming, will come back. In fact, I see Kobe sitting on the bench. There's Tylan sitting on the bench. Yeah. He has made that substitution already.
Try to get a trap here. Try to get a steal here. Be all over the ball handler. Get into the passing lanes here. And a good unit here to get that job done.
42.4 seconds remaining. 36-34 is the Sterling lead here in the semifinal game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The winner to get the host Tornadoes in the championship tonight. So Dotson and Andrew remain on the floor. Fields, Parks, and Ramirez come back in for the Silver Streaks, trying to force a turnover.
Both Sterling teams have no timeouts left, which is a key here. A key here. Again, they're going to have to get the ball in bounds here, and they can't call a timeout.
Oh, I thought they had one left. Do they have?
It looks like that he called no more timeouts for Sterling, and we can't see that on the board here.
Okay. So on the inbound, Sterling does get it in, nearly up the far sideline, out of bounds, but Ryan stayed in bounds. He gets it down to Shore, who lays it up and in. Sterling by four. Now the Streaks do have to hurry. 38-34, and the Streaks call timeout with 33.6 seconds remaining. Shore in double figures with 10 now. So they broke the press, and then once they did that, they had the big man down low for an easy lay-in by the 6'9 junior.
And credit Sterling there. They were almost out of time underneath our basket there.
I don't know how Ryan stayed in bounds on the far side of the court.
Getting the ball in bounds. Ryan was able to cut back, make a circus catch, and then a tightrope type of play there along the sideline there, and then to find Shore down here for an easier, not an easy layup, but a contested layup here. Big-time play there by Sterling to get 2 points at a critical time here and make it a two-possession game here with just a little over a half a minute to go.
33.6 seconds remaining.
And again, what we've got to do here, and again, we've got to have two scores here. So, again, you're looking to get a score whatever way you can in a hurry, and then you go from there based on that. So, plenty of time here.
Closed up the middle, so finding something on the interior has been near to impossible in this game. Doesn't have to be a three-pointer, but maybe a mid-range jumper.
Yeah, we'll take whatever we get here. I mean, you want to take whatever you get here because you're going to obviously have, it's two possessions. So you take whatever you get with the bottom line here. You're trying to tie.
So if the Streaks do get the basket, do you foul right away, put them at the line with a 1-1? 3.6 left?
I think that you try to call timeout here if we score here so we can set up our defense again, knowing they don't have any timeouts to get the ball inbounds.
Quinn on the inbound picks up his dribble. Hodge has it. Sterling covering up the perimeter. Ander on the outside trying to fend off Duran. Loses the handle on the ball. Stolen away by Kendrick, and all Ander can do is reach around from the backside, wrap him up, and put him at the line with 17.8 seconds remaining. The Streaks have turned it over five times in this quarter.
We just struggled there with being able to get the offense going there. And, again, credit Sterling there. Great ball pressure. They did a great job on us, but we just couldn't get going north and south there. And then we felt like we had to hurry there, and we turned it over.
So to the line, Kendrick, 4-for-5 at the line and a 1-1. Needs the first one. And it's off the back iron. Streaks get a break. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. He's got 10 boards for the game. Quickly into the front court, Quinn with a lay-in. And the Streaks call a timeout, down two now, 38-36 with 12 seconds remaining.
And again, good timeout. Absolutely a must timeout here. So we can set the defense here. And again, 4 more seconds, don't go off the clock. And they don't have any timeouts, so they've got to get the ball in here. We'll have the defensive substitutions in. And again, they're going to have to make a play to get the ball in bounds here. Then we go for the steal. If we get the steal, great. If not, we got a foul and still have time here if they miss free throws to come back here and score. And those scenarios are being gone over by Coach Reynolds at this point.
So 1-for-2, that makes them 5-for-6 at the free throw line in this half. 7-for-10 for the game, so not bad. Much better than most of the other opponents the Silver Streaks have played in this tournament. 7-of-16, Dunlap last night. Rantoul is 5-out-of-9. Remember the Rochester game, they were 6-of-17 in a two-point loss. So Sterling's been good enough at the free throw line, but they did miss the key front end of the 1-and-1 on the last trip down.
And again, you're talking about there's a lot more pressure in shooting these free throws right now. And you can run away from that however you want to run away from that, but that does matter to anyone, whether it's a young man here, a young lady, a professional athlete. It doesn't matter.
The Andersons and Dotson, Ramirez and Parks on the floor for the Silver Streaks to try to create the turnover on the inbound. Duran inbounds it, or actually doesn't inbound it, goes baseline to baseline. Now they get it into Gingrich, and the Streaks tie him up immediately between Ramirez and Dotson. Gingrich slips backwards, falls, and he's going to shoot a 1-and-1 here with 10.6 seconds remaining.
And what they did here is the old throw the ball from out of bounds to a man that comes out of bounds and then release him up the floor. And we put good pressure on there. We just couldn't get the steal there. And again, fouled within a real, real important time period, only 2 seconds off the clock.
So the Silver Streaks have four golden jerseys down low to rebound if Gingrich were to miss either. The front end of the 1-1 is up and rolls through.
It rolled.
Was shaky, but he got it.
Yep. So knock that one in.
Still a one-possession game.
So here's the critical one.
Needs to knock down the second one with 10.5 seconds left. It's up and short. Streaks have a chance to tie it with a three-point shot. Into the front court. Left
play
side,
behind
Khalil.
Him.
Covered up. Turnaround jumper up and off the rim, over the backboard and out of bounds. And that'll, well, all the Streaks can do is foul before Sterling inbounds and send him to the line to shoot their final 1-1 opportunity. That was a tough shot by Khalil.
Absolutely.
Turnaround jumper and almost went in.
Turnaround jump shot with two guys on him from about 25 to 27 feet, and it almost went in.
And then what a horrible break to go so
tough
high
one off
to
there
go
and
off
did
the backboard.
Give us a chance.
No chance
at
a rebound.
A chance for an offensive rebound here.
So 1.2 seconds to go. Ryan will inbound. He goes for the baseball pass. Cornell goes up, gets a hand on it, but that effectively runs out the second, the final second of the game. And the Streaks fall 39-36. Their five-game winning streak is over, and they will play Dunlap in a rematch for third place at Taylorville coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Post-game show comes your way next from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
It sounds good on AM, on FM, 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall to Sterling here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 39-36. The Warriors will play for the championship for their second consecutive year, both years that they have been down here. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, will play for third place, and a frustrated Mike Reynolds to our left heading into the locker room, and this won't be a pleasant interview. He's got a lot of frustration out of this game, as the players certainly, as we do as broadcasters. So
absolutely. I feel the frustration here for Coach Reynolds and our ball club here. We just couldn't get over the top here today, Brad, and had lots and lots of opportunities, but just couldn't get over the top.
So we'll take another break here. We'll get you to the post game when we come back. 39-36 the final. As you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Mid-State Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy three tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for four tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy three, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Mump, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you four beautiful tires for the price of three, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More, Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook. GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The official WGIL forecast, a winter weather advisory until 10 p.m. for Warren, Mercer, Henry, and Henderson counties, and until midnight for Knox, Peoria, and Stark counties. Snow this afternoon, maybe 2 to 4 inches, high of 16. Chance of snow before midnight tonight, a low of 3 above, wind chills below zero. Partly sunny and cold with a high of 3 above and falling temperatures tomorrow. Sunday, partly cloudy and cold, a high of 3 above after a low of 8 below tomorrow night. Right now it is 16 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Frustrating loss for the Silver Streaks, falling to Sterling 39-36. Galesburg now 11-3. Sterling improves to 6-6. And again, the Warriors are actually 6-2 since they got their full team back after their run in the football playoffs. So again, don't be misled by their 500 record. This is a good team, and you know, there's a chance we may see these guys again on down the road in postseason play.
Absolutely, it could be.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see Sterling in that position by any stretch. So let's go ahead and give you our postgame statistics. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Field goal-wise, again, you know, and we talked about this all game, and part of it was just, you know, poor shooting, and also part of it was outstanding defense by both teams in a just possession-by-possession, slug-it-out kind of ball game. We were 12 out of 42 from the field for 28%, and three-point field goal percentage-wise, 6 out of 21 for 28%. Just doesn't get it done very well. But again, in the ball game, right to the very end, they were 15 out of 39 from the field and 1 for 9 from the three-point line and beyond. But really, really good in the second half. They were 8 out of 12 in the second half and 5 out of 7 in the fourth quarter when they were able to make shots, some of those off of turnovers or an offensive rebound. They were Johnny on the spot, took advantage of situations when they had it in a tight game like that. Any opportunity you have to take advantage of a situation, you've got to. And they did down the stretch.
Free throw shooting, Sterling 8 out of 12, Galesburg 6 out of 9. Individual scoring, Micah Kendrick led Sterling with 14. Aiden Shore also in double figures. In fact, he had a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Tyler Willman had 6. Marquez Williams and Sean Gingrich each finished with 4. And Isaiah Ryan had a point. For the Silver Streaks, Khalil Hodge led the way with 14. Cornell Dotson and Andrew Anderson each had 6. Andrew had 10 rebounds. Next up, Justin Endhoff with 3. That was a big 3 off the bench in the fourth quarter when he hit it. Nick Fields, Quinn Anderson, Jacob Carl each had 2. And Clark Hawkins had a point. Tylan Parks, Kobe Ramirez, Eric Davidson all played but did not score. 39-36 the final in favor of Sterling. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on the postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth. GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Add some power to your Christmas list this year. Right now, legendary fuel-powered steel chainsaws start at $179.95, and steel battery-powered blowers start at just $129.95. Deck your halls with power. Put a steel under your tree.
fuel, or battery. Find the Steel power that's right for you. Search STIHL or find a dealer at steeldealers.com. All prices MSRP at participating dealers.
I'm Will Stevenson. Carl Sandburg's 140th birthday is coming up. Find out how the birthplace is celebrating tonight at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
39-36 the final. Sterling knocks off the Silver Streaks. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now, and let's find out his thoughts. I have a feeling I got a pretty good idea what he's going to say, but let's let him be
the
guide. Yeah,
so. I know how he feels, and I'm just going to let him go ahead.
Definitely know how
Coach,
he feels.
I mean, this is the old cliche, but what a tough one, and one we felt like we'd probably let get away.
Well, we're up 26-20. We miss a layup. Then we miss a wide-open three. I mean, those are shots we got to make, and, you know, that probably changes the whole game. They come out, play man-to-man, then they can't guard us. You know, we shoot 10% from the field. You know, we miss a lot of easy shots, a lot of open shots, but turnovers. I mean, we looked like we were scared about half the time. We were out of position. And that's why we actually left the game last night upset. Excuse me. We left the game upset because all the little mental mistakes that we did at the end of the game yesterday against Arizona, we repeated again today, even though, you know, with no practice, it's hard to change those. But, you know, we were so good against the zone against UT. We were so good against Bettendorf at the beginning of that game. And then so bad. We've been so bad against the zone, you know, today. And then, you know, really
that's
bad.
That's been one of our staples. We've always attacked zones.
Really bad, you know really last good. Night for 3 or 4 minutes. So I assume we'll see one tonight. But it's frustrating because we feel like, you know, we've had a hot start to the year, but we feel like we still let two games get away. You know, and frustrating because with a 6-point lead in the ball, you'd like to in a layup, you'd like to think you'd be up 8, and then we get another stop, we miss a wide open 3. You know, if we can get up 10 or 11 points, the game's probably over. And you know, we had a mental mistake after they called timeout. You know, we set up our zone, and then one of our guys out of position. They get a layup on an inbounds play. You know, did we have a tough call on that timeout they allowed them to have? Probably, but, you know, the refs didn't change the game. You know, the one wasn't real nice, but they didn't change the game.
Let's talk about our defense. I mean, I know it wasn't perfect, but by and large, our defense really is what kept us in our game. Just your thoughts overall on our defensive effort today. I mean, you had the Gingrich kid, couldn't hardly get off a shot after he lit it up in some games. You held Willman to 6 points. Shores just really difficult to defend at 6'9 with those long arms. But, I mean, we held him to 36 points. That seems to be an indication that defensively we were pretty good.
Well, and, three shook loose for a little, but, I mean, most of those were live ball turnovers. You let them go lay it in. Just wasn't good, you know. And defensively, you know, we're good. They're running with a 6'9 guy and a 6'6 guy. And, you know, Carl got some cheap fouls there at the beginning and had to sit. You know, I bet he played 6 minutes in the game, and
he's been a marked man here.
And
he
let's be honest,
escapes.
You know, I mean, we're not. It's going to be tough for us to compete with guys that have as physical players as they do if he's on the bench. He's our one physical presence.
Yep.
You know, Clark did admirably in there. You know, we didn't feel like any of the young guys were ready for that kind of atmosphere yet, and so I thought Clark did well. Andrew out of position in the middle did okay, and. You never know. You know, the way the regional shake out, we could end up playing them again for a championship, and I think our guys would relish that opportunity.
How do you use this? And I know there's no moral victories. You've never believed in that. I don't believe in that. How do we use this to learn as a learning tool from here?
Well, we got to be better against the zone. We can use the tape for that, but it's focusing on little things and mental aspect. You know, staying in the hotel two nights is a rough thing, and you know, they did the same thing, though, but they didn't play real, you know. I thought it was a low-end game for us. I thought they played who they think they are, you know, and we couldn't get one to fall, and we just couldn't. I don't even know. Did we shoot a free throw in the game? Andrew shot a couple.
First half.
No. Yeah, we couldn't seem to get to the free throw line, and we just it was a frustrating morning, really.
Well, best cure for the frustration is come back and get a win, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's frustrating because we're going to play Dunlap again, and we played them. In 2 weeks, and could play him in the regional.
And 24 hours ago.
You know, so I'm not a real fan of that setup, but, you know, it's you play the hand you're dealt.
Yep.
Thanks for your
time,
as always.
We made our own bed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks as Galesburg falls, 39-36. We'll take a final timeout, close out the pregame postgame, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
yards. Most days you feel like an unpaid taxi driver. Your shuttle runs from the second you leave work till sometimes 10 o'clock. But lately, you're not comfortable driving at night. You've never had a problem before, but it feels like you just can't see well.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but thanks to Kehoe Eye Care, you won't have to dread driving at night any longer. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Every bit of it is designed to make the American people dislike Donald Trump.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
39-36, Sterling knocks off Galesburg, ends the streak's five-game winning streak. Galesburg now 11-3. Sterling improves to 6-6. Galesburg will play host, will play Dunlap for third place tonight at 7 o'clock. Three keys to the game, Steve, and, you know, these probably not going to match. I'm going to guess at least two out of these three in a disappointing three-point loss.
You know, the one about playing for a championship, literally a material championship where you're going to win a trophy tonight. Continue to play well and maintain consistency, and how well will we defend their interior? We got that one right. The other two, not so good.
Yep.
No, you and I were just talking off the air. Again, we've got to keep look at the big picture.
Yep.
We've got a ball club here that is very inexperienced, still learning some things, still learning their identity, got lots more positives and negatives. I know they'll use this as a learning experience. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see these guys again. We see these guys again. I'm not a betting guy, but I'd go to the window on a victory for us. And we come and take care of business tonight. We're 12-3 going into the new year. No one would have ever thought that. We've done a lot of things to learn about ourselves, to show that we have a number of strengths. Looking at the whole picture, even though we let this one get away here today, the arrow is definitely pointing up.
Yeah, and I mentioned to you off the air, too, I'm still going to choose to look at the fact, and Mike said it in the postgame, we got a lot of open looks.
Absolutely.
And if we knock down three more shots, we're going to be really upset about shooting 15 out of 42 instead of 12 out of 42, but 15 out of 42 would have been good enough.
Gets a W.
We had shots.
Yes.
We just didn't knock them down.
Couldn't make them down.
So, and that's going to happen
from time to time. And swimming upstream from the beginning with that.
Yep. So 39-36, Sterling wins it. Galesburg, again, will play Dunlap, a rematch from last night's third game of the tournament. And that'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. But, again, there's two games ahead of that. So 7 o'clock, of course, is a loose time. So stay tuned here on WGIL for the decision that has to be made in terms of how we're going to cover the Galesburg boys game and the girls game, which will be at Mattoon. The Silver Streaks girls playing for a championship. That's a 7:30 scheduled start. And we'll keep you updated on that throughout the evening. Oh, yeah, thanks for the reminder. Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Got our Crunch Time Player of the
Dave's
Game.
Auto Body. Go for it, Steve. We came to this pretty quickly.
I think it's Cornell Dotson, as you and I talked over. He was a situation here where he made a great play to keep an offensive rebound alive, tapped it to Khalil, who hit a big shot to tie the ball game, and we thought we got momentum there, we could take it and run. We couldn't, but that was the Crunch Time Play of the Game at that point for us, and unfortunately it didn't lead to bigger things.
So Cornell finishes as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Will Stevenson at the downtown studios informs me that the boys game will be on WGIL tonight. So largely probably as much as anything because it's going to start earlier. So if everything's running on time, 6:40 will be our pregame here on WGIL tonight for the Galesburg boys and Dunlap playing for third place. Silver Streaks girls playing for the title at Mattoon will be on 92.7 FM. The Laser, it'll start a little bit later than the boys. So that's the plan for the rest of the evening. We'll be back with you at that point. So again, continue to be safe as possible. Take it easy out there in the snow that we understand continues to come down in the Galesburg area, and hope you can be back with us tonight for Silver Streaks boys and girls basketball here on WGIL as our holiday tournaments wrap up. For Will Stevenson at the downtown studios, for Chief Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon for now from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.